Good day. I am Stefan Yah of YahvaNotYahweh.name. YahvaNotYahweh.com, actually. And here we are. We're going to have a song or two, possibly, at a break. Maybe from Trevor Baker from Canada. Yes, from Alberta. Ray Price, as we put on our cowboy boots. Possibly Phil Keaggy might be dropping by the studio. Or Luke Garrett. He's got a great dynamic voice. Larry Ditkin from Oregon. Lauren L. Harris has got a dynamic range. Or the late Keith Green. Jim McDonald also with his deep, deep country spirit. So you never know what we might be hearing today on this program, which is, which is about not only separation, keeping Yahweh's name, keeping his name pure and his Sabbath day, but also about profaning his name, profaning the blood and the blood covenant of Messiah. We don't want to profane his name, certainly not. So let's start out with that from Isaiah, Yeshayahu, chapter 26. Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 12. Keeping the seventh day of the week. It will also be our among our subject here. Isaiah 26, 12. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast also wrought all of our works in us. And are we whispering his name once a year, or do we exalt his name and advertise? We do exactly exalt his name. Isaiah 26:13. Now, O Yahweh, our most sovereign one, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. And that goes with Tehillim, or Psalm 22:22. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation I will praise thee. So here we are trying to hide his name with substitutions and even using pagan names at times. We shouldn't do that. Declare his name, Yahweh. Psalm 22:22. Then in Psalm 102, even the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. Now, will they do that if they don't know his name? But they will hear his name, will proclaim his name. Psalm 102, verse 15 there. Even the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. And we find his name also in the Brit Kadashah in Matthew, Matityahu chapter 1, in Hebrew, the one who brought salvation from his father. That's chapter 1, verse 21 of Matthew, Matityahu. Back to Isaiah, Yeshayahu 43, verse 10. Before me there was no most sovereign one formed. There was no Elohim formed, neither shall there be after me, the Most High said. So there was no Elohim formed, neither shall be thereafter. There was no one formed, neither shall there be after me. Isaiah 43, even I am Yahweh, and beside me there is no Savior. Then we see about his spokesman, Yehoshua, the Messiah, in Zechariah. No, let's see, yes, Zechariah, or Zechariah, chapter 9, that it's prophetic, and it looked forward to that first coming of Messiah here on earth 2,000 years ago. Zechariah 9:9, he is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. No such name as Jesus was used until the 1600 Common Era, 1600. And we see in the Greek text the name Iesus is written, I-E-S-U-S. And the J was actually used more commonly 500 years ago, but no such name until at least 1600 of CE. So in the Greek, Iesus is used. Will you use that Would you use Jesus in your Christian songs and with a Sunday school smile, put on a Sunday school smile and say, Jesus loves you? This I know, for the Bible tells me so. I don't see any of you wanting to do that. And from the Interpreter's Dictionary of the Scripture, it says about Jesus, the English form goes back to the Latin Jesus, which transliterates. It does not translate, but it transliterates the Greek. But the original form was Yehosha, without the Shua, and, of course, without the J. And then 500 years ago, Joshua, which is also written in our in the King James Version as a J, Joshua. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 20, let's talk about the fear and reverence of Yahweh for a moment here, because we need to have a not profaning of his name. We need to proclaim Yahweh's name. Mixture, separation, and Sabbath day. We have that study written on our website, Yahweh, not Yahweh. Ezekiel 20:19. I am Yahweh your Yah. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and reverence my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh your sovereign Yah. That's in Ezekiel. We're going to stay in here for at least two times here. The next one is chapter 31. Oh, excuse me. No, I'm reading that wrong here, dyslexic or something. The next one is Exodus 31. We just read Ezekiel 20, and 20 verse 20 is also very important. Reverence my Sabbaths, Ezekiel 20:20. And then in Exodus or Shemot chapter 31 verse 16. And we are, for the most part around the world, unless we're Gentile or Greek, we are the children of Israel. Follow that up, and no, we're not substituting for the northern tribes or the southern tribe Judah, but most of us descended from Noah and Shem, and in fact, Shem is my great-grandfather. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout your generations for a perpetual covenant. Again, Exodus 31. The children of Israel are, and the stranger as well, we could add, because later it says, the homeborn and the stranger shall have one law. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. In 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth through his son, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And we certainly don't want to substitute his name nor his feast days for substituted fake holidays. As Jeroboam did, he changed the Feast of Tabernacles in October from the seventh month to his own feast day in the eighth month in 1 Kings chapter 12. For just a moment, we'll dwell there and then move on. 1 Kings 12, Jeroboam. Jeroboam, wait a minute now. Okay, we're fine. Ordained a feast in the eighth month on the 15th day of the month. This is verse 32. On the 15th day of the month, like unto the feast that is in Judah, and he offered upon the altar. So he did in Bethel, sacrificing unto the calves that he had made, unto the idols that he had made. And he placed in Bethel the priests of the high places which he had made. 1 Kings 12:33. So he offered upon the altar which he had made in Bethel the 15th day of the 8th month, even in the month which he had devised of his own heart. And he didn't keep, apparently he didn't keep the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot, and of that great feast. And he ordained a feast unto the children of Israel and offered upon the altar the burnt incense. So, and also in regarding another feast, the Feast of Pentecost or First Fruits, we want to count from day zero, not from day one. I'll explain that here in a moment, but just in a concise way. So we found in Leviticus 23 that we are to count a full 50 days from the true wave sheaf. The true wave sheaf, with all the crops present that will be offered. It is not an inclusive but exclusive count. Just as a full mile is not counted, a mile in counting distance is not counted from the first tenth of a mile, but from point zero, from the zeroth mile. And Pentecost first fruits is counted from the Sunday wave sheaf. Now, notice that word from there, very important in Hebrew. So I think it's Mia Mahorat. So there you go. That's just a quick blurb about that feast day, Pentecost. And also we might be able to squeeze in near the end about a feast of Pesach or Passover, which is the most important of all for us to do. Yehoshua Messiah said, if you do this, happy are you. Hebrews 4, that's in the Brit Kadashah, chapter 4, verse 4. For Messiah spoke in a certain place of the seventh day, the Sabbath, on this wise, and Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his works. Again, he specified a certain day. For if Yehoshua, or Yasha ben Nun, had given them rest, that's even written there in the book of Hebrews, in the so-called New Testament. If Yasha ben Nun had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There therefore remains, a rest to the people of Yah. The word therefore is very important. We might be able to show here in a little bit. Now, these days are very, very important, especially Passover, to Yahweh and to the people of Yahweh. But people make a big deal about their holidays, and there's something here I need to read also in Ezekiel chapter 22. Thou hast despised my pure things. This is verse 8. Thou hast despised my pure things and hast profaned my Sabbath. So there's another usage of the English word profane, my Sabbath. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. They have devoured souls. So these leaders have devoured souls, and they have taken the treasure and precious things. They have made her many widows in the midst thereof. I can vouch for each and every word there that has happened to Zephaniah's family. They've taken my daughter, and now my first wife is deceased because of their interference with of the daughter. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my pure things. They have put no difference between the pure and profane. Neither have they shewed difference between the unclean and the clean, and have hidden their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Let us not profane Yahweh's covenant or his blood. There's a group of scientists who are studying, they say, Messiah's blood. Get to that a little bit later. Some Christians involved, some messianics. And so, still in this chapter of Ezekiel 22, and the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. So that's not pure. That's a mixture, like mixing tin in with all they that are brass and tin and iron and lead. In the midst of the furnace, they are the dross of silver. And I am Yahweh your Yah, he said. I am Yahweh your Yah. Walk in my statutes and keep my judgments, found in Exodus 21, and do them, or walk in them, he said. Keep and walk in my statutes. Not just a halakha of tradition, but literally by loving Yahweh, walking in his statutes. The word love used throughout the Old Testament, so-called, as well as the so-called New Testament. And they're both very, very old, very ancient. Keep my judgments and do them, judgments including the feast days. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in the midst thereof. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall you be melted in the midst thereof. And you shall know that I, Yahweh, have poured out my fury upon you, and I will melt you. I will melt you. Wow. No, we don't want to be melted in the furnace of Yahweh by his spirit. We just want to be gently nudged and moved by the spirit, but quickly, not taking, you know, 50 years to learn one little thing. So every Sunday we have to have salvation taught for the greater portion, or how to love one another, when yet trying to push somebody into loving somebody is, it just doesn't work. Trying to say, now you're supposed to be so kind and everything to that person who's always ripping you off. Well, sure, you can say I forgive, and yes, I love them very much. My mechanic has been ripping me off right and left and costing me hundreds and thousands of dollars, but I sure love him to death, you know. No, I don't think so, but I love him in the Word, and I pray for him. Ezekiel 44 now, going up 22 chapters to 44, verse 23. And they shall, verse 23, I said, and they shall teach my people the difference between the pure and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in controversy, they shall stand in judgments. They shall stand in judgment, and they shall judge it according to my judgments. And they shall keep my Torah and my statutes in all mine assemblies, and they shall set apart my Sabbaths, or hallow my Sabbaths. Changing that English corrupt word holy to the correct word of set apart, or make pure my Sabbaths. So that isn't always possible or easy to do, to always keep the Sabbath perfectly, or to get there right on time or before sunset. But it's a joy once we do, once we accomplish that. If we have some semi-emergency or real emergency come up, like we had this one summer when the authorities called a evacuation because of a fire supposedly was right next to our village. It turned out it was 20 miles away, and the humidity was really high, and the moisture content was high, and yet they pushed us out on the Sabbath day, and people went to great lengths and great cost with all of that mess. The fools, they're trying to deceive you, aren't they? But we won't, we shouldn't talk against them, because, of course, they're always right. Malachi chapter 3 now, right before Matthew, is Malachi in the Christian Bible. And I think it's before Psalms in the Hebrew scriptures. We love the Hallelujah scriptures, that we often use that because Yahweh's name is written in Paleo-Hebrew. It's called the Hallelujah Scriptures. Check our website on how to get a hold of that. Or Google Hallelujah Scriptures. And on the cover, his name, Yahweh's name, is written in Paleo from right to left. Malachi 3:18, then you shall return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves Yahweh and him that serveth him not. When we keep his covenant, we shall learn these things. When we are with him, often in our thoughts and our prayers and in our study time, praise Yahweh for that. Okay, and then over to 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and then on this article, we're going to skip down to near the bottom if you're reading along with us. 1st Corinthians chapter 5, but them that are without Yahweh judgeth. That's 5:13 of Corinthians. But them that are without Yahweh judge. Therefore, put away from among yourselves that wicked person. This is talking definitely of some judging and separation. Yahweh said, Yehoshua rather said, the Messiah said, judge righteous judgment. 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come out from among them, and be separate, saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, or touch not the unclean. Most Western churches in some way follow Rome with their replacement theology, not in every case. And for example, though, for Yahweh's Passover, they substitute a Sunday communion and do not keep the Passover at all. Well, they try, and they call it on a certain day of the week, a Holy Thursday, but it isn't. It usually is not the 14th of the month. 14th of Aviv is Passover. Found easily there in Leviticus 23, chapter 23. We read about when Passover is kept. So try not to become part of the ecumenical Roman Church. In 2 Corinthians 11:2, Paul, or Shaul, says, and he agrees with all of this harmony of Scripture, "For I'm jealous over you with exceeding jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin, that's sort of a virgin, a virgin to the Messiah, as we are his bride, that he is espoused to us." And then we're going to have that consummation. Hopefully we will be there in the New Jerusalem shortly for the thousand-year millennium to come, right after the Battle of Armageddon, if you've ever heard of that. Oh, two more scriptures, Romans 16 and verse 17. 16:17. "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned. Avoid them. For they are they that serve not Yahweh, Yehoshua, Messiah, but they serve their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple." Now, we don't want to be too simple. And it also says in Romans chapter 2:13, "The doers of the law," those who walk in the word, "the doers of the law shall be justified." 2 Thessalonians is another one. "If any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, have no company with him." And it says in Timothy, "They are destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is Yahweh likeness. From such, withdraw yourself. And in Titus 3:10, "A man that's a heretic after the first and second admonition, reject," if he's a heretic, "knowing that he that is such is subverted and sins, being condemned of himself." So as we might have a song in here by either Trevor or Ray Price or somebody. And then we come into back into the study here in the Nehemiah, or people call it Nehemiah, leaving out the Yah, but Nehemiah, or Nehemiah 8, verse 10, "He said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat," which is a rich dish, "and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this feast day is pure unto Yahweh. Neither be sorry or grieved." And Hebrew word 6087, "For joy of Yahweh is your strength." The joy of Yahweh is thy strength. Nehemiah 8:10. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, "Hold your peace, for the day is pure, neither be grieved." Well, we're about almost 20 minutes into the podcast, depending on the length of that song there, if we had a chance. And 1 Peter, by the way, 1 Kefa says, "But he which has called you is pure." So Almighty Yahweh, this is 1 Peter 1:15, "But as he which has called you is pure, so be pure," or in the King James it uses that corrupt holy, but it should be from Kodesh, the Hebrew word, and the English word should be pure or separated. So he which called you is pure, so be pure in all manner of conversation or behavior, because it is written, "Be pure, for I am Kadosh." Be ye Kodesh, for I am Kadosh. And Peter said, "Repent and be baptized." Peter said that in Acts 2. "Be baptized in the name of the the true name of the Messiah for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKadosh. Now, don't ask me if somebody was baptized under a different name or under a substitute, whether or not they're going to Shemayim, heaven. Well, I'm not going to tell you right now. Okay, and repenting also mentioned there to the people of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2, verse 5, except thou repent, I will remove thy candlestick out of his place. And chapter 18 of the Revelation, I heard a voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that you be not partaker of her sins. That's the corrupt Babylonian worldwide ecumenical system. And that you receive not of her plagues. And this also refers to substituting Yahweh's Passover meal with the so-called Lord's breakfast or supper. How could you have supper in the morning? And Hebrews 10, there's a lot here about the covenant. He said, this is the covenant I will make with them, saith Yahweh. I'll put my Torah into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them. This is the new covenant. And their sins and iniquities I'll remember no more. Isaiah again, just for one quote here. Isaiah 2, many people shall go and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the sovereign Yahweh of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we'll walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the Torah and the word of Yahweh from Yerushalayim. Oh, praise Yah for that. And, okay. Oh, I see. Okay, I have notes there about the word therefore. Romans 12, for example, that I was really wanting to go on to about more about profaning the covenant and the blood. Let's see, okay. Well, we could do Romans 12 again here. Romans 12, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, separated, kodesh, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. You know, that's only the bare minimum we're talking here. Another place the word therefore, the English word is used, is in Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Messiah, Yahusha. And then there's a condition to it, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So when you go out on the Sabbath day after into the parking lot, don't punch that Christian rock or rock button on your radio or any other time. a few songs would make it in my repertoire. And then Romans 8:12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, but unto Yahweh, and bring forth fruits meet for repentance. Messiah said that in Matthew 3:8. Bring forth fruits unto repentance, and many other quotations here. Matthew 5:19, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, which is the least. You know, I always thought it was that terrible, you know. No, it was probably commandment number 10, if there was a least at all. We'll break one of the least of these commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. So teach those commandments annually or as often as necessary. And we have done that. We've gone through that. And he said, verse 48, chapter 5, be perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Therefore, be perfect. Or become perfect might be better than the verb be. Perhaps it should be become perfect even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. All you got to do is look that up on your cell phone, and you shall find much information about when you go to eSword. Put that app on there. You don't need a signal after you've installed the app. eSword or Bible with Strong's Concordance. It's called Bible with Strong's Concordance. And I don't know which one I like better, eSword or Strong's Bible Concordance. And Hebrew Lexicon from the E4 group. Purge out the old leaven, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 5. Now, talking about this problem here, or a situation where they believe that about 20 years ago that they discovered the Ark of the Covenant, and they said it wasn't time yet to announce it. But now, mysteriously, now it is time to announce that they have located the Ark of the Covenant. And there's so much detail, I don't want to get into it, but maybe you'll hear about it. Well, be cautious when you hear about that. And about the blood of Messiah, when Yehoshua died on the tree, that his Messiah died on the tree at Calvary, that they say that his blood went down 15 feet or so, and at that time the Ark of the Covenant went down there, and that the blood landed on the lid. So they went and took a sample of that blood. I don't know if they touched it or what, and put it in a centrifuge or some scientific object, and they're dissecting the blood of Messiah to find out what his DNA is. And I'm sorry. Don't let me get near anybody who does that kind of thing. Let's read these scriptures now. Numbers 4:15, the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, the ark, that is, but they shall not touch any Kodesh thing, lest they die. That was found in the Torah, in the first four books, you know, Numbers, or Numbers 4:15. Okay. And then the First Chronicles, here's an example that when they came under the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark steady. It was on a new cart. It was not supposed to be. It was supposed to be varied by the Levites using their staves. But Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled, and the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he had put his hand to the ark. There he died before everyone, before the Most Sovereign One. That's 1 Chronicles 13. And in Leviticus, or Vayikra 21, you can also find throughout there, but neither shall you profane your seed among the people. Leviticus 21:11. For Yahweh does set him apart. Read Vayikra or Leviticus 21:11-15 for example. Another example in Ezekiel 22 again. We go back to Ezekiel 22 again here, and in chapter 22, verse 8, and also in 26. So that's verse 8 and verse 26. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned my Kodesh things. They have put no difference between the pure and profane. Neither have they shewed the difference between the unclean and the clean. We read that at the beginning. And have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths. I am profaned among them. Satan, in verse 16, Satan has made merchandise of Yahweh's house. There's the key. Follow the money trail of why we're promoting these things and trying to get more, not we, but they are trying to get more contributions. There was once a gimmick where they used the tzitzi that's supposed to be in the four corners of your trousers, but they called it a micro tzitzi, and they were selling these things for a lot of money, not over $100, but a lot of money. And the four tzitzi were just attached to one device that you'd put on your belt there. That's not the scriptural way. And I'd never seen anybody wear one of those since that Feast of Tabernacles back in 2007 in Canby, Oregon. But that's where they had the merchandise, Yahweh's set-apart things, and tried to make a buck off of it. And boy, did they ever. And then in Ezekiel 44, about these priests that violated the law and profaned his pure things. And they shall teach my people the difference between the pure and profane, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. O mighty Yahweh, he is our fortress, our strength. So here it is in Isaiah, or Yeshayahu, chapter 25. And I don't know if we're going to have another song here at the end or not. So if you hear that, once again, it It could be by the Heritage Singers. It could be by a Steve Green, Tim Smith of Portland, now called Doctor, Joe Pearls, or Jim McDonald, the deep, deep, deep country spirit. And I love that. Ray Price with Bring Back the Springtime. Wonderful songs. Isaiah 25, verse 4 now, as we bid you adieu and shalom until we meet again. Shalom, my friend. Avit Hussein. Shalom, shalom. And this has been Stefan Yah on Yahweh.name. That's the email address, Stefan Yah at Yahweh.name. Isaiah said, "For thou hast been a strength to the poor," speaking now to the Almighty. "Thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers," all kinds of music, "thou bring down the noise of strangers as in the heat in a dry place, even the heat with a shadow of a cloud, the branch of the terrible ones shall be brought low. And in this mountain shall Yahweh of armies make unto all people